I'd like for you to listen to this clip from a recent North American sports match in New York.
There's that sprint boost. Paolo Neto, Pelé. What a chance it is for Paolo Neto to find the back of the net. Paolo Neto gets his double. A two-time EMLS Cup champion. The Brazilian is back, and he's back at his best.
So that's from the EMLS Cup in New York City in March. 22-year-old Paolo Neto became the first gamer to win two EMLS titles for Atlanta United. And he got the $20,000 U.S. prize, too. Now, our next guest faced off against the champ in 2024 while representing the Vancouver Whitecaps. Here's a promo clip from the team in 2023.
I am to say drinking. I played for Vancouver Whitecaps FC, the Canadian men's national team, and for clubs in Turkey, Norway, and Romania. I am top 10 all-time Canadian goal scorers. I won an MLS Cup, an MLS Supporter Shield, and I'm a three-time Canadian championship winner. There is just one more thing for me to accomplish with the club. So now, I'm taking on my greatest challenge yet. I am to St. Ricketts, Whitecaps FC, MLS athlete.
Yes, that was to St. Ricketts, former Whitecaps player and e-sport athlete, and the team's current liaison for club and player engagement. And Toussaint was just part of a panel at Web Summit Vancouver called Level Up, the Future of Esports Beyond the Console. And we're so pleased that Toussaint is on the line with us right now. Hi there, and a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, and thanks for having me.
Well, this is kind of cool. You're the first MLS player to compete in the EMLS. So why did you even want to do that?
It's an interesting story because I promise you, it wasn't my main goal after retiring. I didn't play 14 years of professional soccer and say, once I retire, I'm going to go straight into e-gaming. It was a sequence of events. I transitioned off the pitch onto the business side. And in that role, I did various things, player engagement, like you said, community partnerships. But marketing came to me with a proposition. They're like, hey, previous years, we have signed real pro players, players that play the game, train hard, participate in tournaments, and have won championships to be our EMLS athlete. But we're going to go a different route and do a case study and see what type of engagement we can get if we sign a real ex-professional soccer player who's played the game on the pitch to the virtual world. And so I said, sure, I signed up to see how it would go. And I thought my skills on the pitch would translate to the virtual world, but they did not.
Well, I mean, what actual gaming experience did you bring to the role?
I mean, I love video games, you know, like most athletes do. You know, you spend a lot of your time in high pressure moments and, you know, performing and, you know, trying to get results. And, you know, video games was an escape. It was more like mental health, you know, connecting with the community. I was away from home a lot, so it was a way for me to connect with my friends. But I never thought I'd take it to the professional level. And there was a reason why.
Well, this is, I mean, it is interesting. You have a lot of real life experience that none of the other gamers have. The games, you know, they certainly look a lot like the real thing, don't they? But what would you say are the similarities and differences between playing soccer on the pitch and with a controller in your hand?
I mean, there's some similarities, like the tactics behind the game, what formation you line up in, whether it's a 4-4-2 or a 3-5-2, and how you want to position your players on the pitch. So there's definitely an educational level, but it's also a game. So there are, you know, there's a meta to it. There's things that you can do that always work in the game. And there's like a nuance to it that is different than soccer, you know. And in soccer, it's not straightforward, but you know what you're going to get out of a game. And in the virtual world, it was much different. But we used the opportunity as a case study to see what type of engagement I would receive. You know, and I was on various outlets and, you know, CNN and all these different outlets throughout the month. And over the course of the month, I generated 87 million in viewerships and advertisement views. So there was a benefit there, but obviously that audience is global.
Wow. Well, that's going to be worth something for sure. But I'm sure it was humbling for you at the beginning, especially. But what did you learn from playing against the, you know, the best gamers? I just mentioned Paolo Neto. You know, what did you learn from people like him?
He was incredible, by the way. And I can understand why he's the world champion back to back years. But I learned that It's similar in the sense that you have to train hard. You know, you have to put in the time. You have to, you know, sacrifice a lot of things, like, you know, maybe going outside and, you know, playing other sports. But there's definitely a professional aspect to it that you have to train hard. You have to be dedicated. You have to give 100%. And it does take endurance. Like, we were playing 10 hours at a time, like game after game after game. And I was questioning, why did I do this? Why did I put myself through this? But then at the same time, I got to appreciate the levels of the game. You know, there's casual, then there's, you know, you take it kind of semi-professional, and then there is definitely a professional level. And I respect those guys for what they do in their craft.
Right. I mean, what advice would you have for other MLS players then who are also considering making that move to the EMLS?
Come in with humility, you know, humble yourself, because these guys do put in a lot of work. These guys do take it seriously. And there's a financial benefit on the other side for them. So it is a job for some of these guys and girls who play the game. But yeah, you definitely can't just take your skills on the pitch and think it's going to translate to the virtual world.
Well, and you pointed out at the outset there that you're a gamer. I like to play video games. Sure, I got this. I can do this for sure. How many MLS players would you say are likely also gamers?
Well, I have to just look through my lens here at Vancouver Whitecaps FC, and I across the dressing room, say there's 25 guys. There is probably 10 of them who play the game and think they're the best in the world, but probably not.
Right. Okay. Well, you're certainly expanding the profile of esports to new people. What do you see in its future?
You know, I see esports as a way to bridge and break barriers. You know, as professional athletes, you can't always go in front of communities and be accessible. But, you know, through esports and gaming and streaming, you know, it creates more touch points to inspire kids to, you know, even conduct interviews to the masses. I see streamers that play the game casually who have audiences up to 80,000 people watching them. So it is a platform. And, you know, for ex-athletes like myself, it is a way to inspire future generations. It's a way to connect communities, you know, preach the good things about society and humanity, and really just spread positive values. Yeah, it's a platform.
For sure. But Tosin, I've got to ask you, while we've got you here, about the Whitecaps right now. Ooh. This is such an exciting time for them. They've got a big CONCACAF championship game in Mexico City this weekend. How do you feel about where the team's at?
The team is in a great place. It's really been a historic season. We've been breaking records from start to finish. We're currently sitting atop of the league and in the Supporters Shield as well. So we're the best team in MLS at the moment, and we're set to make history. Sunday will be a special day. It's not going to be easy in Mexico City, hostile environment, altitude, time difference. There's a lot of factors, but it's an opportunity for the club to, you know, show their progress, show where this club stands on the world phase. Because if and when we do win this game on Sunday, it's an opportunity to play against the best club teams in the world. So proud of this group. Are proud of the coaching staff and what they accomplished in a short time, because we do have a new coach this year. But it's a group that still has a lot more to give, and the season's still young.
Well, they brought a lot of excitement to the city for sure. What would you say is the key to their success? They've had such a great win streak, you know, going on. Is it the coach?
The coach played a big factor. He brought in a little bit of a different identity, more aggressive, more confident, keeping the ball, attacking relentlessly. But it's also the group. We've had a lot of continuity in players staying. Like, we've had our DP and captain, Ryan Gold, here for 4 years. You know, Brian White has been here for multiple years. Tristan Blackman, Ranko Veselinovic. You know, the core group has been here for a long time. And then just the culture we have at the club. You know, it's a humble group of guys. They really fight for each other. They do the dirty work on the pitch. They make up for each other's mistakes on the pitch. And they're really a group that is pushing in the same direction. And that plays a big part into the success.
All eyes on Mexico City on Sunday. Tosin, I'm really glad we got a chance to connect today. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
That's Toussaint Ricketts, former Vancouver Whitecaps player, now EMLS athlete, or that's what he was, an EMLS athlete. He is also the team liaison for club and player engagement. Looking ahead to the big CONCACAF championship game that Whitecaps have coming up in Mexico City on Sunday.